The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you close to the person that you want to be? Are you ready to know more, create more, live more, and love more? Welcome to Core to Grace, the Heart of Grace, with your host, Maria Rodriguez. We hope to inspire you, and by doing so, transform you for the good of all that is. Now, here is your host, Maria Rodriguez.
Hello, and welcome to Core to Grace. This is Maria, so excited about today's show on 808, the number of prosperity and abundance for us all. And today, we have a special guest, Susan Sack, phenomenal child and adult psychotherapist and overall wise woman. She's here with us to help bring to life four experiences she and I shared that served to illuminate something quite astounding, a powerful process I had been doing in various ways without awareness or clarity until Sue shed her special light upon them. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Maria. I am delighted to be here with you and with everyone. I just think the work you do is just so profound. I've witnessed your evolution with great admiration and delighted that you can be sharing it with everyone.
Thank you, Sue. Today, I'm going to be reading from a summary of the experiences Sue and I had, a summary I wrote when I finally became aware of this magnetizing process and then was astounded that each story of illumination involved the same person, Sue. This is not surprising on some level, given Sue's keen ability to draw people out, her own unique magnetizing talent. Please, please do read Sue's bio information, which can be found on the guest tab on my Voice America show page, which captures some of her beautiful light and essence. Our plan today is for me to read a summary of each story, breaking after each one to give Sue and me an opportunity to reflect upon and expand upon them in a way that will hopefully bring this magnetizing even more to life for all of you. In other words, we want to share the wealth that this has brought to us and others, as we believe that the more magnetized we become, the more we'll live that magnetism now, the more we'll become a light in the world.
It is just such an exciting process, and so glad that we have these different stories that we can share, because the energy is just so alive and so transforming. And I think one of the key things for people to keep in mind is that it involves a lot of stepping into the unknown. Oftentimes people back away and are scared from things that they don't know and can't understand, but there are jewels that you can find. And so being willing to play in the unknown can just reap wonderful, wonderful benefits.
So let's play. Let's begin with the first magnetizing story. Here we go. So while on a cell phone call with Sue, during one of the times she had been talking and I listening, she suddenly interrupted herself to say, "Hello, hello, are you there?" I was startled out of a trance I was not even aware I had entered, and as we sat with what had happened, we were amazed to discover that although we had been going back and forth, listening quietly to the other, the only time it felt to her exactly like it feels when the call is dropped is when I entered into this trance. I realized that prior to that, I had just been listening. At this time, however, something she said zinged for me, and zinging is the word I use to describe when spirit zings, alerting me to something of spiritual importance. It had an energy different than the rest. Since I had no idea what it could be, unbeknownst to me at the time, I activated my magnetic field, drawing to me anything related to the zing. I was even more shocked to realize that this is palpable to someone as sensitive energetically as Sue is, for it is as if she senses how I become a vortex, drawing in, calling in energy, and along with it, guidance. And with that, the energy of my normal presence is removed from the space between us. This is what she senses, it seems, the vacuum created when my presence is drawn in. And just to prove how accurate this was, she later caught me again. The only other time I did this during our conversation. Again, so organically and unconsciously to me, but obvious to her, this magnetizing of guidance. So that's our first story. And Sue, every time I think about that, I'm still stunned. You could tell what was happening on the phone without even seeing my face.
It was so incredibly powerful because when you and I talk, you are very much present and convey that. Whether I'm in person with you or on the phone, I can really sense your involvement, your engagement, and I feel so connected. So I'm feeling that. And then when you're absent, it is the loudest silence I've ever heard. It's really profound. And then when you come back, there is a changed presence in you. You have come back with so much more than what we had been talking about. And it just starts opening up doors to bring in such love and energy and dynamic activity.
Wow. Yeah, I had no awareness that when I did that, that it changed the air around me, the energy around me, to the point that you could tell, and that it does feel like a third party has been added to our conversation without really knowing it. It feels like that a bit.
It really does, because it's not a traditional kind of problem-solving conversation. There's something else going on.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I had not stopped to think about what it is that I do and how I do it until this happened, until your sensitivity alerted me to that, that I'm actually doing something that affects matter, you know, that affects something that can be felt. And I started thinking about that I listen with my whole being in with my inner senses. Some people call it like your inner ear. And there it becomes obvious when something's different than the rest. And that I do start receiving things, images, odd things sometimes that make no sense initially that I wouldn't receive if I was just listening in the normal way. And so as you and I were talking, Sue, preparing for the show, I realized that this didn't just happen, this ability that I developed. It started with a long time ago, I developed that toxic shame model that I shared in the June show, and I had gotten this poem thing that goes like this: stop, for in the stillness and silence, we create the space and the safety for our souls to show up. And I wasn't even sure what that meant when I first heard those words. And then I developed a receiving meditation that I started doing when I wasn't getting anywhere with the traditional problem solving, as you mentioned, Sue. That I wasn't clear about what decision to make if I was in one of those crossroads. And I started using it with clients when they were in those kind of situations, when we were kind of stumped or going in circles. And so this receiving meditation, I realized that I used to stop and do with all kinds of preparation, and I thought that it would be fun to do it live today. And what I realized that it progressed to what happened between you and I, Sue, where it becomes an automatic, natural 24/7 consultant that's available to us. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. It's so much a part of how you do things. And, you know, what you're describing is what I've noticed with you through the years of where you were very intuitive and your intuition progressed to an inner wisdom where you would talk about what comes up for me. And then it's like blossomed into what you are receiving.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to say it, Sue. Thank you. I was trying to think of a good example of this, and one of the examples that I thought of was a client of mine that, you know, you and I, when we start doing this and when I started telling you what I was doing, you started joining me, and then we would start receiving together. So we're co-magnetizing guidance and co-discerning. And this example that I thought of is, I think, illustrates how powerful it is when it's not only one channel open, but more than one channel. And the small groups that I do, the circles, it's like we have everybody's channel opening. And so it's almost like we each get a piece of the puzzle. And yes, even one piece would be helpful, but when you have several pieces that go together, it becomes even more more helpful. And the example is a very short one. It was a client who was expressing concern about how his sister was raising her kids and wasn't sure how to talk to her, given that his previous attempts, which were often very critical and she would get defensive, didn't go too well. So I suggested that we do the receiving meditation that we're about to do. And he got a piece of the guidance. I got another piece. And so one of us saw him in a playground and another one saw him as a teacher. And we got the sense of a playground teacher. And when we got the energy of what a playground teacher would be like, it started becoming clear that he wasn't supposed to talk to his sister in the old way. He was supposed to engage his niece and nephew as a playground teacher would, just come and take them out and model that in a way for his sister. So it completely changed the direction that he was going and really stopped an old pattern that was negative between them from happening again.
So it sounds like he was able to transcend where he was, where he was kind of feeling stumped, and then transform it into something usable and very loving.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so anybody, any one of you can become a mighty magnet. Anyone. All my clients come from all walks of life, carpenters, plumbers, attorneys, doctors, stay-at-home moms, artists. It doesn't matter. Sometimes people get, like you were saying at the beginning, Sue, get kind of scared of the intuitive world or the unknown. And it really is something that is in our human potential to develop this. And I know that because of what I do with my clients and my circles is I see that happening. And so we're going to start, because we have about three minutes to our break, to do this little receiving meditation. And so I'm going to have you all focus on a specific question or just asking, what do I most need to know right now? And then have a pen and paper or an iPhone or tablet ready. And the most important tip is, however petty or strange or irrelevant what comes up inside your physical sensations, images, that kind of thing, or anything that happens outside as we're doing the receiving meditation. So if your big toe starts throbbing is one of the examples I give, or you smell roses or a siren suddenly goes by as you're in the middle of the receiving meditation, you want to notice everything inside and out. And you begin with a clearing. We always have to make space within us to receive. And this is another thing that you start doing naturally, automatically. So there's always space to receive. And you clear everything that we're thinking and talking about right now. So we're going to do that. We're going to push it up toward the ceiling. And we're going to get it out of the way, clearing, as we get ready to receive. So I am open, willing, and ready to receive. To see what there is to see, to feel what there is to feel, to hear what there is to hear, to know what there is to know. I am open, willing, and ready to receive. And so many times I do another clearing. You know, once I write that down or share it with someone, I'll clear again and then say, is there anything more? And I do it again, because sometimes it comes in waves like that. And then you want to pay attention, not only what comes up right now, like when we did the meditation, but also what happens within the next 2 days or so. Because we can continue to receive guidance about that specific focus or question. And then we can start connecting the dots, like I explained in the synthesis show in July. Great. So we got our receiving meditation, which is so powerful and progresses us to be able to have that 24/7 consultant. And now we're going to take our first break of the day and return with our second magnetizing story. Be right back.
follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
What if you were willing to be controversial, choosing kindness instead of judgment, willing to stand out from the crowd, being a leader in creating a new reality, even if others don't follow? You can make a difference. Start by tuning in to The Value of Controversy. Each week, our hosts will bring you the tools to help create the world that you want to live in and explore what's possible when you choose from the controversy of consciousness. Listen for The Value of Controversy every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Hello, welcome back. We have Susan Sack today helping us bring these four experiences that she and I had to life. And we began with our first magnetizing story, the magnetizing of guidance. How wonderful it is that we can receive guidance about anything, anywhere, anytime, and that when we join with other people for that purpose, we can even receive more, like what we did before the break. Sue, how was that for you, that receiving meditation?
I think it's a wonderful way to bring energy in, to bring spirit in, to activate what's within ourselves. I think it just opens fabulous doorways.
Yes. And I didn't realize myself how powerful it is. As you saw, it's like, you know, two sentences, really, until what happened with you and I, that was the progression of starting with doing an intentional practice like that. And the more we do it, the more it happens. And then it gets to the point where we don't have to say all those words. We just close our eyes and activate it, or as it happened with you and I, it happens in the midst of a conversation without even closing our eyes.
And what's interesting is that it starts out very focused, but that this is not a formula. It's not a straight line of going from A to B, but to be, when you can open yourself up, energy can manifest and come to you.
Yes, and there's a song by the Indigo Girls that my office mate had brought to me, and she had been magnetizing it and saying, I can't get the song out of my mind, so we listened to it, and it's called Closer to Fine, and it's there's more than one answer to this question, pointing to a crooked line, the less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am to fine. And I have found that when we're doing the problem solving, we're trying to seek a definitive, and it almost like closes us off. And when we open ourselves up to there being more than one answer to this question, it opens us up to infinite space around us. And we're going to go into that a little bit more in the third story. So let's get going with the second magnetizing story, because we're going to try to get both the second and the third in the second segment and then talk about it all in the third one. So here's the second magnetizing story. Months later, once again with Sue, my attention was drawn to another version of this magnetizing process. She was sharing about her struggles with continuing to implement a new way of being and living that she had recently begun. It was as if she had gotten so far and then had become stuck at that level. As I was listening, I could hear the zinging at two particular places, so I began to share with her my associations with those two themes, associations that didn't resonate with her. As we became aware of this dissonance between us, I again began to realize a process that I do so automatically and unconsciously. I hadn't been aware of it, much less informed her of what I was doing. For it is as if I become a metal detector, sensing the ground that the other person's presenting. And then I hear the beep, beep, beep going off over some particular spots that are the hiding place of what's impeding the way. But since this is not my ground to excavate and I cannot see what is hidden beneath the surface, I just begin to describe the spot and my personal associations with it or whatever else comes to me. It is actually the beginning of a similar magnetizing process, but a more challenging one since it involves what is in the shadows for the other, what is remaining hidden underground, and nothing remains hidden for no reason, so there's always some resistance to contend with. And what we realized was that with this mutual awareness of the magnetizing process, rather than take anything I say literally, the other person can just join me by standing with me on the spots where the detector went off. And as I share my personal associations, it's as if I'm inviting them into a house that stands on or close to that shadow-filled spot of theirs, a house that's created by my personal experiences with it, yes, but a house that is the pathway for the other to access their own house that exists on that spot. For when they become magnetized with me, magic happens. So much is revealed. For together there is now the power of joining forces to draw out what is calling, this magnetizing of shadow. So that's the second magnetizing story. And shadow work, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, is really about finding the hidden aspects of ourselves that we have some shame around or tendencies we have that we want to control things so that we don't want to see in order to avoid letting go of the things or getting in out of our comfort zone. And so it's probably the most difficult work for all of us, and we tend to be the most resistant, but it's the most life-changing. It really is. And go ahead.
That is so true, because as you were describing earlier in the story, sometimes it doesn't seem to make sense. And that the thing that seems the most illogical or the most unsettling is often not the way to go. Or it's only part of the path that will lead you to what is currently hidden, but can be revealed and then manifested.
Yes, yes. For me, what has often happened when this magnetizing shadow happens is that our incongruencies are revealed. And our incongruencies tend to be more obvious to other people, but really less obvious to ourselves. And so, for example, I'm willing to spend money on this and yet believe I can't afford this. And For example, I'll say I don't have time to declutter my home, and yet I'm making time for other things. And so the shadow magnetizing starts revealing incongruencies that are a pathway to freedom, because those incongruencies tend to be the spot where we're like imprisoned. I don't know what the word to use there, but where we're stuck. I guess that's the simple word. And it tends to almost like dissolve illusions and delusions that we all have and lead us to the truth where our perceptions are accepted, our perceptions are corrected. And what I found helps us do the shadow work is really developing that healthy sense of self and other that I talked about in the Toxic Shame show in June, that it's the one of the most powerful ways to free the superpower magnet. It's really something worth doing.
And that magnet is hiding behind some of the pain that we feel.
Yes.
About aspects of ourselves that we're ashamed of or don't like, around which we've developed the illusions and the delusions. So in shedding those layers, what happens is a connection with that powerful energy of the magnet. And then healing can come in.
Wow. So you actually just reminded me of something critical that, you know, like the story that I had shared earlier about the client with his sister. You know, when I'm magnetizing shadow, there is no judgment or opinion. And so there's only truth and love in equal measure, as my opening show said there. And so that's really an important component of this. This isn't about giving anybody opinions. When we're truly magnetizing, it's purely pulling out truth, but it's done it with love. And I'm going to have to hurry up a little bit here because I want to get in this third magnetizing story that was really, oh my God, just blew Sue and I away. And so here it is, the third magnetizing story. In between these two experiences, Sue once again facilitated the emergence of this magnetizing process into our consciousness. This version was even more sophisticated. She and I were meeting at my office as I had offered to follow up with her on a process we had begun over dinner several days earlier, a process to uncover the hidden commitment she had to remaining stuck at a lower level of engagement than she desired. As Sue was filling me in on what had transpired for her since we last met, I was called to some notes I had in my file cabinet, notes on a piece of guidance I had received for two of my clients. And I had thought it was just because in those notes I had written two words that were exactly the two resources she was attempting to incorporate in her life. Unbeknownst to me and to her at the time, as I was walking over to find those notes, I activated my magnetizer. I could sense the intensifying energy of spirit around these notes, or so I thought, and so I began to draw to me anything around this, although unaware that I was doing so. As I followed this energy, it led me to share with her the story of what had just happened with these two clients. I did so in some confusion, as I initially did not know how this was related to the purpose of our meeting. I, unlike Sue, however, had the advantage of having experienced this so many times, knowing that what will be revealed will not only be connected, but it will be far more powerful and impactful than anything either of us could have arrived at through more traditional means. And so as I was talking about these clients, the spiritual energy was building, and then a part of me began to make the connections. I began to see some of the ways that this was all connected to her and to what was in front of us, but my mouth and even parts of my mind could not keep up with spirit. I just became more and more animated and enthused as Sue became more and more confused, disappointed, and disconnected.
I did not know what she was doing. I'm like, why am I here? Who is this person?
So, oh no, here we were in this muddiness, and yet thanks to the commitment we both have to remain in the dirt, we found the gold, and what gold it was. It became clear to both of us that I was in fact channeling, a word I had not used prior to this, communicating directly with spirit and following more blindly than not wherever I was led. I was channeling in this magnetized way, drawing to me what was specifically related and necessary to this moment, related way beyond what she and I could possibly know. What we realized later was that I wasn't just sharing the stories as I was led to do. I was actually retrieving, like a magnet, the energies of the stories and bringing them to this time and space with Sue. Amazingly, the story that I shared had begun with the clients on the exact same day, actually right when Sue and I were meeting for dinner and beginning her process. And assist us it did, for these clients also happened to be the clients that I had previously had a vision of doing a new retrieval process, a process that would involve retrieving aspects of us, critical aspects of our souls, which had been frozen in time and space, often in childhood. It was this divinely inspired idea connected to these clients that I had magnetized to the space and time with Sue, an idea that I began to write then intuitively and innovatively create and do with her, which ended up being the pathway that led to her gold. I hope you're beginning to see how this magnetizing works and what becomes possible as a result of also this magnetizing of energies across time and space. And so there we have the third story that we're going to be talking about at greater length when we return from our break. This is Court of Grace, Maria Rodriguez with Susan Sack. Be right back. Please tune in for the rest of the Magnetize Me Living It Now show.
find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Hello, thank you for tuning back in. We are talking with Susan Sack about four experiences she and I shared, and we just share the third one, which is the magnetizing of energies across time and space. And I have to tell you that after this happened in my office, Sue left me these messages that were so full of light and awe and wonder and love that I transcribed them all. She laughed at me, like, what did I say that was so important you had to transcribe them, because they were long messages. But I wonder, Sue, if you'd be willing to share with everybody what this was like for you and what happened after.
Well, this was so transcending. First of all, transforming, and then transcending. And what transformed was that I was feeling so disconnected from you in a way that in all the years that we've been friends, I had never experienced. It was very, very troubling to me. But you and I do hang in, and so we did. And in the process, what came up was I began to talk about how I used to feel disconnected from my mother and how painful that was to me growing up, and that I could not have her sustained attention or connection, and that here I was experiencing this with you, and it was just almost more than I could bear. And as we talked about it and you were understanding with your heart what this was like for me, things transformed where I started to connect with the actual energy of my mom and her sister, a dear aunt of mine, who had died many, many years ago, both of them, and to feel that I was connected back with them. That this wasn't an issue of memories, because memories are mental and they're finite, they're circumscribed. And even emotions that go with memories, emotions come and go. And everything has an end point in that way, but this was infinite and eternal. And I felt so connected to my mom as if she was with me, and my aunt as well. And it filled me with such joy, such happiness, and such a deep sense of peace.
Wow. I can feel it as if it's happening right now, Sue, because I had magnetized those clients and that retrieval process that I had already envisioned with them to the space when I was looking like I was going completely away from you. When we came back, when I came back to what was happening between us, that disconnection, I brought that energy of that retrieval process that I hadn't even done before, I had only thought about, and it was as if almost we found a moment in time when your mother was present with you. And we revisited it, and we brought the energy to this day, to 2012. It was, this all happened last year, as if it was happening right then. Wasn't it something like that, Sue?
Yes, it was. And things just became enlivened in a way that previously had been frozen. And it was so palpable. I mean, I just, you know, felt her spirit. I felt the love inside me. And one of the things that I wound up doing just spontaneously when I got home was taking out all these candid photographs that had been sitting in albums on a shelf like dead energy, and started spreading them all around and connecting with, you know, the love from her and my aunt that I had so been missing. And it now was available to me.
Yes, yes. And I'm actually recalling something that happened for me in last fall's retreat with my mother, who became more difficult the older she got. And I talked about this a little bit in the first show. And so I was so caught up in the last 20 years of what had been so draining for me with my mom, and so painful, and how I often felt so powerless. And during the retreat, I was brought back, and I didn't realize this till right this moment, that I had done somewhat of a retrieval process spontaneously in the middle of the retreat on my own as one of the other ladies was doing her work. And I was brought back to the part of my mother that was capable of loving with in a huge way, and specifically was capable and did love me in a huge way, that later became so overshadowed by her shadow parts. And the phrase that came to me then was that imperfect love is still love. And I was able to almost experience a little bit of what you did here, Sue, and I didn't even realize the connection until right now, and it was about 3 months after this happened with you, to reconnect, like that was frozen for me. And that was also in the past. That was a moment in the past that was not present in the same way in the present and for 20 years.
And so when you can connect with the energy that's around us, that's always there and always available, like you say, 24/7, then what was frozen and unavailable all of a sudden shows up with such brilliance.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's something you said that really struck me, because we're here now a year later after what happened in my office between you and I. And it was that this, whatever this is that we're calling the retrieval, the magnetizing of energies across time and space, lasts. It is not just temporary. It's not just a temporary relief, as many times my clients, you know, struggle with. They think that they've, you know, turned the corner, and then they're shocked to find themselves back. And something about this magnetizing of energies across time and space and truly retrieving, and then especially if we integrate it like you did with the photos, you know, you did follow up on what happened in the office and you aligned, and that it lasts.
It absolutely does last. Because what happened for me, rather recently, I was in the middle of my daily meditation, and I found myself connected to my mom's energy and soul once again in that very powerful way. And I had a platform, a foundation from what had transpired earlier to build on. And what occurred was that I found myself progressing in my own energy with the energy of her and coming to a place of peace where I went, yes, I did get enough from her. She did give me enough love. It is sustaining. We did have so many moments while she was dying in the pain of her dying, but during that time, she was able to sustain attention to me and that she was not able to do before. I was able to sustain my love and devotion to her, which I wasn't able to show before. And it's now part of me, again, unfrozen, and with that feeling and relief of, yes, I did get enough.
I am just so moved, Sue. I have been so moved. I think that all of you listeners are getting a taste of what Sue's messages to me on my voicemail after this experience was like, and the power and the emotion in it. And it doesn't matter how many times I hear this, Sue, I am moved beyond words. This just touches my heart, and I hope that the rest of you can feel this and hear this. It's such a complete turnaround, isn't it, Sue?
It really is, and I think I ought to mention some details here in the sense of I was 17 when my mother died, and I'm 64 now. So there's a lot of, you know, earth years, which to us as humans can feel like a very, very long time. And a long time to be without that kind of connection, even though I had been searching for it. But once connected, it transcends time and becomes so immediate and so profound and so healing.
Yes, thank you for sharing the amount of time we traveled that day in my office within minutes, really.
Yes.
And how we revisited that time in the hospital with your mom. And it just was, it's amazing that we can do this, that we have a resource that helps us turn completely something that continues to pain us. You know how it is, Sue, where every time we think about it or talk about it, we feel the pain of believing that it wasn't enough, right?
Yes.
And then what happens when that gets turned around? It doesn't minimize or eliminate the other truths, but there's
it doesn't
this,
change the facts.
Yes. Yes. But it we access what was frozen. The truths that were frozen. And that changes us, changes our lives, changes our future.
And so it doesn't come from our mind, and it doesn't come from our emotions. It comes from our soul.
Yes. Yes, this is definitely soul work. And I want to reiterate that we may have completely missed this opportunity had we not both been willing to stay put in that mud and that dirt, as we said. But also the other thing that you pointed out to me right away is that we had to be willing to tread far afield. So when I was talking about those clients and what had been happening and we hadn't made the connections yet, especially you, because you didn't know these clients or anything about it.
Or what you were doing.
Yes, and I forgot that, because we were in my office space, this is what I do with clients, so that I just did what I did. You know, I do what I do, and I forgot that you have no idea what I do with clients here. But I just wanted to reiterate that it was that willingness, like, it is kind of odd, that moment, the moments where we're treading so far afield, because that's where I happen to be led, that feel uncomfortable, and it's part of that unknown, and it doesn't make sense. Like, the mind cannot follow it, and my mind could not follow it at the beginning and barely could keep up later. Your mind didn't even know the facts to be able to follow it. And so this is beyond our minds and problem solving. And it's like when you really see the difference, it is incredible how limited our minds and problem solving is in comparison to what becomes possible when we open these doors, when we open these windows, right?
Absolutely, because it feels like an insurmountable obstacle. But in staying with it, we were able to get through it. And had we backed off, so much would have been lost.
Yes. So we're going to take our last break of the day and be right back with the fourth magnetizing story, tying this all together when we return.
Find us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Are you a business innovator or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
This is Coeur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, with Maria Rodriguez. If you have a question or comment for Maria, she can be reached via email at maria@coeurdegrace.com. That's maria@coeurdegrace.com. Now, back to Coeur de Grace.
Hello, Maria here with Susan Sack, who just finished sharing this heartwarming, touching experience that she and I had and the lasting impact that it has had on her, on her life. An impact that's going to affect her future, really. And so we're going to go into the final fourth magnetizing story and then pull this all together for all of you. And one of the things I realize, and I'll talk a little bit more, is that they all build on one another. So here's the fourth magnetizing story. So to demonstrate again how far-reaching this magnetizer really is, I will share what happened from the moment Sue and I reconnected at the end of 2002. Are you beginning to see what is a major aspect of the divine purpose of our union? Although we had been colleagues and acquaintances years earlier, when we ran into each other at a life coaching seminar, we began a brand new and amazing leg of the journey of our relationship. After the workshop, we decided to do a book study together on this life coaching book, reading and completing the exercises on our own, and then meeting to discuss and share what had come up for us, deepening our integration of the material. 7 years later, I had a spiritual experience where I was led to grab a journal and go to a Barnes & Noble. I know it was quite specific, as it often is. And I searched and searched for my current journal, and frustrated in not finding it, I grabbed another old journal I had just stumbled upon and ran out the door to follow the guidance and go to the bookstore. Once there, sitting in their cafe, I opened the journal only to discover that it was the one I had used during the book study with Sue 7 years earlier. I had no recollection of what I had written in there, and so I began to read my notes, and there were lists of energy gainers and energy drainers in my home and work from the life coaching stuff, and a list of what I want in life. Well, I could not have been more dumbstruck. I began to see that the journal captured a moment in my life where I was not living the life I longed to live in seven major areas. having children, leasing my own office for work so that I could create a sacred space there, developing a unique and ideal private practice, remodeling my home to increase the function and beauty, having healthy relationships and friendships, bringing order all around and nourishing my health. And that between the time I wrote in that journal and that moment when I was sitting in that bookstore cafe, there had been 7 manifestations in 7 years. For each and every one of those things I wrote that I wanted had come to life, had come to be. Today, as I look back on this, I realize that I had set an intention and ignited it during this process with Sue. And then I followed all of the guidance I received, the opportunities that came my way, the opportunities to transform, to let go of old ways of being and acquire new ones, to use new resources, to take risky actions, to make manifest my soul's true desires, step by step by step, with no conscious awareness of what I was doing. During one of the circles I run, I found myself saying that intentions are quite powerful, especially when we ignite them, especially when we ignite them in community, especially when we activate their magnetic power, drawing to us all the universe support available to us, drawing to us all of what will support our intention inside and out, following and allowing the intention to become reality. And so I now realize that I have been magnetizing my intentions since that day long ago with Sue, and what an amazing adventure it has been.
Maria, you have been hearing the calls that have come to you and putting together things that have synchronized, and look what you've achieved.
Yes, it's really this summary, Sue, that I came to me, this whole thing that I'm reading, just was stunning. It was what I had been living, as you said, as I've been following the call in all these different ways and reaping the rewards, and also helping those around me reap the rewards as I was sharing and facilitating this for other people. It really is amazing.
And I want to say again, it's a step-by-step process, following a crooked line, but you had the trust in yourself and in life to follow.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to do a follow-up show on this fourth magnetizing of intentions one, because I call it manifestation through transformation. Transformation as the key to manifesting our the life that we want to lead. And on my Sacred Spaces website, which there's a link on my show page with Voice America, there's a within us section that shares the what you're talking about, the crooked line, Sue, the different transformations that I was called to do that led to my finally having a child, because I struggled so much with that. And it was a very twisted, turny road, and some of the things I was called to do didn't seem like it had anything to do with having a child. And yet, I really believe if I hadn't been willing to follow all that, if I hadn't risked and trusted and healed, if I hadn't befriended loss and discomfort and done that shadow work, I wouldn't have had children.
And to play with the unknown.
Yes. Yes, so let's read the closing of the summary. Unfortunately, we're going to have Sue back. This is great, but here's the closing. So whether magnetizing guidance, magnetizing shadow, magnetizing energy, or magnetizing intentions, this process has the power to bring to us that which often eludes us, the power to change ourselves, our lives, and even the world around us. So magnetized me, and then imagine what will happen as more and more of us get out of our own way, get out of the way, allowing this magical and oh so powerful magnet to lead the way, living this magnetized way now. So that was the closing of a summary, and I have to share with you that there's a fifth magnetizing process that was revealed with, guess who? Sue. Sue is the mighty magnet here, I think.
It's always amazing, and it's never pre-planned.
Never, never. And when we were getting ready to do the show, Sue went to do her bio and found, you know, the traditional bio of where you went to school and all of your achievements. And she left me a message in her Sue way and said, Maria, I'm not doing a bio. This is so not fitting. It has dead energy. This doesn't fit. And I started magnetizing with her and said, you know, you're right. It isn't a traditional bio, but there is a bio, Sue, and it's a bio that defines who you are, that talks about the whole story of your life and what it's been about, what you're about. And that's what you're going to find on the guest page where you'll see Sue's bio, that I realized that we were magnetizing essence. So there's a fifth magnetizing process of magnetizing essence.
And what you did, Maria, was you shone a lot of light on me. And that manifested what the bio ultimately became to be.
Yes. And the other thing that hit me, Sue, is that there's a reason that I was called, the way that I was called to write these was not in chronological order. And I realized that it's a step-by-step process, that there's, that when we begin to do the receiving meditations and learn the language of spirit, and so that we can interpret guidance, and that sets the stage for magnetizing the really tough shadow stuff, and then it prepares us for the treading even further afield with the energies, and then the intentions require the transformation that those three things assist us to make. Like you said, the third magnetizing was transformative, transforming and transcending.
And then you get flow.
Yes, and magnetism of our heart and soul, of life energy, of our unique essence, which is what we captured in your bio a bit, and of the web of life, right?
Absolutely.
And so there we have it. Thank you, Sue, so much for joining us and for sharing of yourself, of your beautiful essence, of your heart and soul.
It's been my pleasure to be here with you, Maria, and with everybody.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us. Until next time, we're going to be talking about trust, an amazingly powerful resource and a challenge for many of us. Next week on Core to Grace on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. And until then, with the grace of truth and the joy of love.
Thank you for inviting Maria into your life this week. Please join us for another edition of Core to Grace next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll continue your transformation one program at a time.